WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping a report this hour. New Jersey has 61,850 positive cases of COVID-19. 64,885 people have tested negative, and there have been 2,350 deaths from complications. The state health department says patients were using 1,644 ventilators as of Saturday night. More than 7,600 are hospitalized, with 1,900 in critical or intensive care. Several COVID-19 testing centers closed today because of the heavy rains and gusty, strong winds. Many of the testing centers that use tents could easily be blown away. Some of the testing sites closed include the PNC Bank Arts Center, Ocean County College in Toms River, Kane University in Clark, Cooper Point Park in Camden, and Hudson Regional Hospital in Secaucus. The Somerset Hunterdon testing site should open this week, and officials now say they have enough supplies to open Thursday at Raritan Valley Community College in Branchburg. When will Jersey begin to reopen from the COVID-19 crisis? Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says death rates will be one variable that we'll consider, along with hospitalizations and the positive test rate, but this is all backward-looking data.
Because it takes an average of about 5 days for people to develop symptoms, another 3 to 4 days after that before they would typically show up in an emergency department.
Governor Murphy says once the return to normalcy begins, we'll need widespread rapid testing across the state in order to spot COVID-19 flare-ups so those areas can be contained. The economic toll continues. The third of Americans missed their rent payments for April because of record unemployment. Many lenders are offering mortgage relief, but there's not much help for renters. A Montclair landlord was thanked by Governor Murphy for giving his tenants a three-month rent holiday. In an email to his tenants, the landlord asked them to pay it forward and buy gift cards from local businesses to help them stay in business. ABC Good Morning America anchor George Stephanopoulos says he has tested positive for the coronavirus, but is relatively symptom-free. Other than a brief backache and diminished sense of smell, he is feeling fine. His wife, however, has the virus and says she's never felt sicker. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we are profiling some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. What specific personal protective equipment do doctors and nurses need most right now? What is highest in demand keeps changing, and a Jersey mom and her volunteers are trying to keep up.
Lisa Zahakos has worked as a physician's assistant for 15 years, and so when she heard the call going out for more masks several weeks ago, she knew it was serious. First, she started a Facebook page.
New Jersey did not have a localized group. So I started in the middle of the night. I just made a little Facebook group and reached out to a few people I know. And in a week, we had 2,000 people.
That coalition of people began to sew cloth masks, but those don't protect against COVID-19 specifically, though they do help to lengthen the life of N95 respirators when worn over those. Zahakos has morphed her efforts into a GoFundMe for the N95s, but is also now directing people to make headbands, skull caps, even 3D-printed face shields. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Do you have more good news about New Jersey? Let us know at our website, NJ1015.com. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Wild day of weather for today with a tornado watch now through 6 p.m. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
At New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 12:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A high wind warning continues for most of New Jersey until this evening. This potentially dangerous weather is lasting pretty much all day for us. We're in the peak of wind in particular right now. In addition, strong to severe thunderstorms are possible through this afternoon with more wind and rain on the way, along with frequent lightning, hail, and maybe even a tornado. It is on the table today. High temperatures near 70 degrees. That warmth and humidity absolutely helping to fuel this powerful storm system. Things will finally calm down this evening as we dry out and clear out. Lows bottom out in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, a much nicer weather day. Partly sunny with just a light breeze. Highs in the mid-50s. Wednesday morning, a chance for light rain and maybe some snow. It'll be a mostly cloudy and breezy day Wednesday with highs around 50. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Able Hands Rehabilitation, with offices in Old Bridge, Freehold, and Edison. Wishing New Jerseyans clean hands during the crisis and healthy hands always. With over 25 years of experience, certified hand therapists at Able Hands are highly experienced to treat any hand trauma, injury, or surgery and provide patients excellent results. Visit AbleHandsRehab.com. Swedesboro, 63 degrees. Raritan, 62. South Plainfield, 62. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. Send to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey, 101.5.